KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy, windy, and 46 degrees. We look forward to be mostly cloudy today with scattered showers. In fact, some showers are showing up on radar over the southwestern quarter of Iowa from about Leon over to Creston and then along Highway 34 to Red Oak and then in Caddy Corner up to Omaha. Some other showers off to our northwest just across Interstate 80 into the Harlan area and points to the north of there between Ottawa and around the Fort Dodge area. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. The dispatch reports yesterday indicated the driver of a tractor suffered minor injuries after the tractor was hit by a vehicle at around 4:45 p.m. Tuesday. That accident happened near 670th and Richland Road. Cumberland and Messina Fire and Rescue responded to the scene. The tractor was pulling an empty trailer when the accident occurred, and the front axle of the tractor was said to have been torn off during the accident. No other details are currently available. A former cell phone store employee in Council Bluffs has pleaded guilty to stealing nearly $30,000 while on the job. 21-year-old Saig Moreno Padilla, who lives in Omaha, was sentenced Monday to 5 years probation in order to pay back what he stole. Prosecutors say Moreno Padilla opened fraudulent accounts using 44 cell phones and took $1,500 in gift cards between May 6th and June 16th of last year. Authorities in Council Bluffs said yesterday they were asking for your help in solving a potential child enticement and or abduction incident. At around 3:30 p.m. Monday, Council Bluffs police were sent to the area of North 35th Street and Avenue B to investigate an alleged incident of child enticement. It was reported that an 11-year-old female had been walking in the area when a car pulled up near her and the male driver attempted to engage the girl in conversation. The man asked the girl to get inside his car. The girl then ran to a nearby business for help. She reported that she saw him holding a knife at one point during the incident. The driver of the vehicle never got out of the car and drove in an unknown direction away from the scene. The car was described as being a white four-door sedan, sort of boxy in appearance, with Iowa-issued handicap license plates. The suspect was a white male, 50 to 60 years of age, with gray or blonde hair and a beard. He was wearing a dark ball cap and dark-colored T-shirt. Officers are increasing their patrols in the areas around Council Bluffs schools in an attempt to locate any vehicle or subject matching the description. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that two men were arrested on drug charges Monday afternoon following a traffic stop on Highway 34. 25-year-old Joshua Brumfield of Glenwood and 22-year-old Christian Brumfield of Omaha were both charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. The men were being held in the Mills County Jail on $1,300 and $5,300 bond, respectively. 29-year-old Amber Rose Trelica of Sydney was arrested October 7th at the Mills County Sheriff's Office on a warrant for probation violation. Trelica's bond was set at $4,000. And the Sheriff's Office said also an accident October 7th resulted in two people being transported to Creighton University Medical Center. Officials say 50-year-old David Smith of Glenwood was driving a vehicle southbound on 221st Street at around 10:50 p.m. on October 7th when a deer ran out in front of him on a curve in the road. When Smith swerved to miss the deer, his vehicle went out of control and rolled numerous times before coming to rest on its top. Smith was transported to Creighton by Silver City Rescue while his passenger, 47-year-old Brenda Foster of Randolph, was transported also to Creighton by Glenwood Rescue. Authorities in Mills County say 65-year-old Jeffrey Stark of Glenwood was arrested Tuesday for possession of meth and possession of drug paraphernalia. Stark was being held in the Mills County Jail on a $1,300 cash bond or surety. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Council Bluffs man had been arrested Tuesday morning on a Pottawatomie County warrant. 29-year-old Adam Sousa was wanted for probation and revocation. Sousa was turned over to Pott County deputies and held on $10,000 bond. And 46-year-old Cody Mark Douglas Bergeron of Red Oak was arrested late Tuesday morning on a Montgomery County bench warrant for driving while revoked. Bergeron was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $2,500 bond. Finally in the news, officials of the Cass County Health System say a new CT scanner will be installed sometime over the next few weeks. The addition of the Toshiba Aqualon Prime 80 to the facility will offer CCHS patients a multitude of benefits, according to officials, and during the installation, the hospital will have a mobile unit on site to meet patient demands. The new Toshiba Prime scanner will offer several key benefits. You can read about those benefits under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The new unit is expected to be ready for service in early November. In the funeral announcements, Myra Whitrock, age 77, of Manning, died Saturday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Myra Whitrock will be today at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Rita Clausen, age 87, of Harlan, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Rita Clausen will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Elaine Eden, age 91, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Elaine Eden will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Robin Hoy, age 53, of Griswold, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. A celebration of life service for Robin Hoy will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Mary Anna Chapman, age 75, of Red Oak, died Monday at the Good Samaritan Society in Red Oak. Funeral services for Mary Chapman will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Red Oak. Seligren Lundell DeMars Funeral Home of Red Oak has arrangements. Sally Jo Coulthard, age 73, of Tucson and formerly of Audubon, died September 3rd. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Sally Jo Coulthard will be on Saturday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. And Marjorie Grayson, age 91, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Marjorie Grayson are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.